Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Here we are on a Monday, Tom and Laura without Laura, still on a long weekend trip to the Midwest. I celebrated Father's Day at home. In my recording studio. I had a couple projects that I'm working on, but I did know that my youngest daughter of three was coming to visit, and that was kind of exciting. So we let it happen. She came into the studio. We hung out. It was pretty cool. It was very cool, actually. First I've seen her since Christmas. Drove from Baltimore just to see her dad. That's what it's all about. My other daughter planning her wedding. She's in South Philly. She did the phone thing. And my oldest, of course, the actress in Los Angeles. I got a quick, silly little text and a pic from her. But to spend quality time with your kids on Father's Day and to see the things posted up by others on Facebook and social medias is pretty cool. You know, you see it all. You see, like, somebody with their dad and they both look exactly alike and you're like, well, yeah, that's your dad. No doubt about that. And then you see, like, totally different looking dads. I don't know who the woman was that posted the picture of, like, half of her face grinning and her dad in the background asleep on a lawn chair after eating a lot during a cookout. That picture was just priceless. And people I've known in the past as children, maybe even my own soccer players as I coached, all grown up now with their own kids. And Father's Day pictures like that, they were warm. They touched my heart. It was definitely cool. But to have my own daughter visit, take some time off. She's very busy. Of course, I raised my daughters to conquer the world and not get married till it's time. And I think that's the only thing I did right, because they're all nearing 30 years old. And finally, the first one's getting married. And as far as conquering the world, they're all out there. I mean, to have my youngest drive up, get a shift off work at a hospital in Baltimore. And she also coaches soccer, travel team, elite team, whatever they call it. To have her take a day off and come up and visit me it really, really, really made my day. And to think in August when my middle daughter gets married, all three daughters and myself will be together at the same party. Yeah, that'll be well worth it. I hope you had a nice Father's Day, Dad. I hope your kids got in touch with you. It wasn't about the gifts. It's not about the cookout, although cookouts are good. You know, food is always involved. I took my daughter to the Lewisburg Hotel. I loved sitting in the courtyard there, and the people were so friendly. And I bragged, just maybe a little bit too much. But it's not about all that. It's about just being with your children on Father's Day. That's what it's all about. Hey, late night soundbite coming up. Bill Maher talks about 80s artists in concert. That's kind of funny because the Spyglass season is opening up this Friday with Blackberry Smoke. What a great band they are. We want you there. We'll be broadcasting live. We've got the VIP tent ready. We've got food. We've got beverages. We've got VIP access. Your chance to win coming up this morning. And Michelle Morgan from Spyglass pops in on us later on in the show to talk that as well. Viral comedy? Putting your dog's shock collar on yourself? Is that necessarily viral comedy or is that stupid news? It's hard to differentiate sometimes. All that and more coming up. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Happy Monday, coming off Father's Day. One more note on Father's Day. Our Best Dad Yeti winner, Larissa, posted a video and shared it on the 94KX page. It's adorable. Larissa's stepdad, by the way, was our Best Dad Yeti. And they're having an outdoor, like, a pizza party or something. She calls her dad over to the deck. And she says, "Dad, look what I got you." And he sees this big Yeti cooler. And he's like still holding his pizza. And he kind of makes his way over to the cooler. And she opens up the lid and she goes, look, it's jammed with prizes. And he looks at it and he's kind of thinking Yeti. And she says, Dad, it's from 94KX. You are the best dad Yeti. You won the contest. And he gets choked up. And he almost starts crying. It's an amazing video. It only lasts about 30 seconds long. Please check it out on our Facebook page. And again, you're one hell of a stepdad raising three daughters that weren't yours. Congratulations to Larissa's stepdad, you know, for being the best dad, Yeti. I raised three daughters myself. It ain't easy, especially when they're all teenagers. There's times where you're like, Yeah, I brought him into this world. I could take him out. News is coming up next. A check on the sports. A check on a muggy AccuWeather forecast. It's all on the way. And viral comedy. Next half hour. Don't put your dog's shock collar on. First of all, do you really need a dog shock collar? I think they're necessary sometimes. If Laura were here, she'd argue. But I think some dogs need to be trained a little bit harder than other dogs. But you don't put the shock collar on. Viral comedy on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. All at once.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Today's viral comedy, a woman put on her dog's shock collar because she didn't think it was working, and she thought she'd tested herself.
It's on level 3. Let's see what that does. Weak. It's on level 30 now. Weak. So, honestly, this thing is kind of weak. I'm not going to lie. So, I cranked it all the way up to level 99.
No, no, don't do that. Really don't do anything. That.
I'm going to just go ahead and try to get...
Yeah. See that? Yeah. Don't do that. Go ahead, Google. Woman pays the price for trying out dog shock collar, and you'll get the video to match that audio. Viral comedy, which sometimes resembles stupid news, which we call, and there it is. But that is viral comedy, one of them for today. Don't put the dog shock collar on. Just don't do it.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Laura's away, and the cats will play. I'm Tom Cat, I guess. I don't know. News is coming up next to check on sports. Rob, the Sports Center, has that. Steve, Mr. Excitement, has the AccuWeather. And today is National Take Your Cat to Work Day.
This is a public service message. We have been hired by your cats to remind you that on this Take Your Cat to Work Day, your feline friends don't care.
No.
Your cat doesn't care where you work, who your coworkers are, and to be perfectly transparent, finds it hard to care about you a lot of the time.
It's true.
We even asked a cat to meow during this announcement.
Listen.
His silence roars like a lion.
There it is.
Sure, when you itch them on top of their head, they appreciate it, but not enough to spend hours learning intricate details of your boring and pathetic work life. They'd rather spend the few hours they have alone tearing up the arm of that new sofa you
got. Yikes! No!
Thank you.
Well, take your cat to work day. Or not.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
The biggest mouth in the world. You would think it was a radio announcer or perhaps somebody running for office. No. No, it's not. It's actually a Guinness Book World's Record for having the biggest mouth in the world. Mick Jagger, Steven Tyler, who's up for it? I don't know. No, again, it's not the biggest mouth in America. It's the biggest mouth in the world. And Isaac Johnson is your champion.
I have the biggest mouth in the world. I'm very proud to reclaim the title for Guinness World Records Largest Gape.
I feel pretty dazzled to be a Guinness World Records title holder.
My friends and family were very sad and disappointed when I lost it the first time, so it feels pretty good to take it back.
Your friends and family were disappointed when you lost last year? So what did you do? Stretching? Would you put a cinder block in your mouth? Catch a football with your mouth? What did you do? He's got the world's biggest mouth, and he's proud of it. His stretch measures 4 inches from top to bottom, and he's proud talking about it. Isaac Johnson, this is for you, buddy.
I have the biggest mouth in the world.
Yes, you do.
I'm very proud to reclaim the title for Guinness World Records' largest gate.
I feel pretty dazzled to be a Guinness World Records title holder.
My friends and family were very sad and disappointed.
I know they were.
It.
But now you won back.
Feel pretty good to
I have back. One thing to say to you. Shut up. Coming up, a late night soundbite. Bill Maher talks about USA tourism is back in Europe. Oh, isn't that exciting? Thank goodness Laura isn't here. She'd go on for minutes talking about it. But really, Europeans don't care. And most of the U.S. doesn't want to go there anyway. Bill Maher talks about a birthday buddy's coming up. And later on this hour, Movie Mike with the Entertainment Report. And we might ask Mike how his Father's Day went. Because his two boys are cray-cray. Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Time to shout birthday buddies, or maybe we don't shout so much anymore. Just enjoy it, dance in place, do what you will. Birthday buddies, the local birthday celebrities coming up in just a bit. We like to do the musical birthdays first, and there are quite a few of them today. He was the winner of American Idol in season 8. Do you remember Chris Allen?
Sometimes you fall down, can't get back up.
Well, if you don't remember him, that's okay. He had one hit record coming out of American Idol. Then he kind of went away. So it's one of those things. From Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, that guitarist we know as Nils Lofgren is 70 years old today. 70 years old. And believe it or not, he started playing with the E Street Band when he was 17 years old. Wow. Happy birthday, Nils. You might not recognize the name Joey Kramer, but if you're an Aerosmith freak, sure you do. Joey Kramer is the drummer for the band Aerosmith. Joey is 71 years old today, and even older than that. Get out of town. Ray Davies, the founder of the Kinks, 77.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so.
You really got me. But for right now, he's really got to go to the bathroom, so just clear the way. He's an old guy. Leave him alone. There you go. Happy birthday, musical birthdays. With birthday buddies. You born today, share your birthday with those rock and roll icons. Right now, it's the local celebs, or as we like to call them, Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Alicia Hoffman from Milton. She is 48 years old today. Beth Ziegler from Sunbury is 53. Happy birthday, Beth. Cinda Stonebreaker is 43. Donna, and I could really use Laura's help here. This is a coal region name. And if I get it wrong, Donna, I apologize. But Donna Trzuski is 62. Lots of C's, Z's, and Y's in there. Dustin Samsel from Kramer is 35. Happy birthday, Heather Pike. She's from Richfield, 39. James Campbell from Sealands Grove is 62 today. Happy birthday, Jim. Karen Boyer, no location given, 68 years old today. Happy birthday, Karen. Kelly Oyster from Sealands Grove, 49 today. Melody Kleckner is 60 years old today. Happy birthday to Monica Conyar from Hughesville. She's 45. Nikki Hollenbrock from Lewisburg is 49 today. Sarah Pahawick from Sunbury, 34 today. Sue Anna Williams is 35. And a happy birthday to Trista Gottschall. She is 33 years old today. Nobody on the text club. Remember, we have a new process. You have to text the word birthday or it doesn't make it to the birthday list. Sorry about that. Nobody on the book of faces, but you can always reach us via the good old-fashioned telephone. Do you know what one of those is? Yeah, you're holding it in your hand. It's not a social media screen. It's a telephone. It's a cell phone. Remember when we called them cell phones? Now they're personal devices. But anyway, you can still call us on our toll-free phone. The Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every day at this time, it's Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
No, no, it's not time to play a Fleetwood Mac song. But that viral video with the skateboarder. Yeah, the ocean spray thing, remember that? And Fleetwood Mac's Dreams playing in the background, and it went viral to the fact that, like, Fleetwood Mac actually liked it. Well, that guy in the video, we'll just call him Nathan here, he just landed a huge contract for some alcohol distributor. He's now going to have his own drink called the Cranberry Cosmo. Go ahead, Google it. It's on sale right now in liquor stores and, you know, beer places across the country. Cranberry Dreams Cosmo is 11.1% alcohol. It is now on sale at over 2,000 stores nationwide and growing. I don't know what to say.
I wouldn't drink it.
No, me either. It's a Cranberry Cosmo, 11% alcohol, and this guy is drinking one while skateboarding through a major city.
Oh, no, 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 no. Bad idea.
This is how much worse could this get? But I would imagine if Fleetwood Mac's going to, you know, sponsor this, too. I don't know. You know, would you like to see Mick Fleetwood skateboarding through downtown Sunbury drinking an alcohol drink? I don't think so. But maybe we like
Stevie Nicks, maybe. Or Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah, Lindsey got canned, and it wasn't in the alcohol. Yeah. So, yeah, look for it in the stores near you. The Cranberry Dreams Cosmo. And tell them Stevie Nicks sent you. Or Nathan Apicato is his last name. Look up his viral video first, and then look for him in a liquor store coming soon. Hey, coming up next, Movie Mike with the Entertainment Report. All good news, right?
All good news today, yes.
Okay, good. We're always a little afraid on Monday because sometimes people pass on.
Yes.
Movie Mike, Entertainment next. Stay with us. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Will Smith is coming out with his very first memoir titled Will on November 9th. How do you like that title, Tom?
That's clever.
Wonder how long it took him to come up with that.
Ooh, wow. Fresh Prince? No,
yeah.
No. Will.
Will, yes.
Okay.
He said he's been working on it for 2 years and describes the book as a labor of love. It will focus on his persona, childhood, and journey in music, TV, and movies. He hosted a community block party in Miami over the weekend to celebrate the unveiling of the book cover and title. Will is also launching a youth book club to create a global community where readers can discuss the memoir and upcoming events.
Do we really need to discuss it? Or?
It better be a really good book.
Okay.
Maybe he's going to drop some revelations that we don't know about.
Okay.
Who knows?
I'll check the bookstore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Taylor Swift has announced that the next re-recorded album she's releasing will be Red, which came out originally in 2012. The new version is coming out on November 19th. Red was Swift's fourth studio album with 16 songs in its standard version, including the hits We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, 22, and I Knew You Were Trouble. And it had 22 songs on the deluxe edition. This new re-recorded version will be released with 30 songs, including one that's 10 minutes long. Apparently, Taylor Swift influenced by the Grateful Dead these days?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
The re-recording of Red follows Swift's April release of Fearless, Taylor's version, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. Swift announced she would re-record her songbook after her record label, along with all of her early masters, was purchased by Justin Bieber's manager in 2019. You
there
remember that whole
is.
Drama.
There
yes.
it is. Yep. Okay. So, whatever. I want to... Maybe she'll redo Inagata DeVita.
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah,
so.
She can do that.
Great version.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that from her.
Can't wait.
And looking at the box office, the monstrosity known as The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard opened in number one spot with $11 million. A Quiet Place Part 2... came in second with $9 million. Peter Rabbit 2 was third with $6 million. The Conjuring 3 was fourth with $5.15 million. And Cruella rounds out the top five with $5.1 million. So all sequels and stuff and remakes They're in the top five this
week. They seem to be doing all right.
Yeah.
All right, a quick recap of your two-year-old son who likes to run away.
Yeah.
Like several times a day. He actually made it to your neighbor's back porch over the weekend?
Yeah, he ran in a different direction this time and ran all the way up to the back porch of the people who live behind us. And I think he was getting ready to go inside.
Do you know these people?
I do not, no.
You don't?
I know the neighbors on either side of us, but not the people behind us.
That's just great stuff right there. Honey, did you order a two-year-old? No. Okay, there's one coming in the door.
Maybe they think he's from DoorDash or something like that.
Have a good week and give us an update on Friday.
All right, I will.
The only thing more exciting than entertainment and movies would be Movie Mike's kids. News is next, and we got a special announcement from Spyglass. Stay with us. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94K.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
It is not a rumor. The Backyard Concert Series is back from Spyglass Ridge Winery, and we've got the tickets for you. VIP treatment all season long, including Blackberry Smoke. This Friday night, your chance to win tickets coming up. But, wow, I shouldn't even talk. You guys should just take over the show.
Good morning, Tom.
Tom Webb and my girl Michelle Morgan is with us. Let's get us started. Let's get this party started, all right?
Well, I've spent a few months traveling the country, and now it's concert season, so my bus is parked up on the hill behind the brewery, and I'll be at Spyglass all summer long working all the concerts because we have so many fantastic concerts this season. I don't even know if I'm even going to be able to take a day off all summer long.
I did hear the rumor that you parked the bus behind the brewery. Tom, how much are you charging her rent?
$100 a day, but
it didn't work, did it?
Nah, she kind of laughed at me.
I just laughed at him and said, okay, Tom.
It all starts with Blackberry Smoke, Southern Rock, The Way You Like It, coming up this Friday night. But you guys are here for a special announcement because I guess our schedule just keeps getting add-ons. Tom, what are you doing?
They keep coming to us. It seems to be we're the only venue having concerts, you know. A lot of the larger venues, all those big shows like Poison and Def Leppard and everybody, they already moved to next year. So the larger concerts, because of some of the other dates dropping off, they couldn't complete routing, and we had the same thing like with Jeff Dunham. He moved to next year because a lot of the casinos and a lot of things dropped off for this year still, but all the other road dogs, They're in it to win it, and they're coming in. So they keep calling us, and we actually just had another call with Brett Michaels. Brett Michaels, he's like, listen, our big tour crashed, and I'll come up and do a show. He loves our place.
Yes, he does.
So it would be like the third time, and it's almost like a family reunion and friends for him.
For him.
He has a huge picnic with like a bunch of people from where he grew up, and so
they're such a great group of people. They're fun to have at Spyglass. It's just like having a big family reunion.
Yeah. And hopefully today we should hear, keeping my fingers crossed, it's like 99.9, but
Michelle, is it really? Do you believe that?
I believe it when I see the contract.
Yeah, exactly. the big one for us, we're going to announce another big one, and Michelle can announce that, but we're also working the last one. And I said, that's it. I keep telling Michelle, and she goes, and my
wife.
Again,
I said, I want that one. I want that writing.
Michelle, my wife, keep going, you book one more concert, we're going to kill you. But the last one in the works is Bush and Stone Temple Pilots.
That could happen?
We should.
It's a possibility.
Wow. Keeping our fingers crossed. So we should hear.
Yeah, so everyone out there, if you want to see Bush and Stone Temple Pilots at Spyglass, keep your fingers crossed. We're working on it.
That could be coming up. But today we're here to announce another show that has been added.
That's not the one we're announcing. Right. We have one that is a signed contract.
Okay.
This is a definite.
And where are we squeezing it in, and who is it?
We are squeezing it in on August 14th.
Okay, write that down.
And
is it 14th or 15th? I always forget. That's whatever that Saturday is.
Okay. It's the 14th. August 14th, and he wanted to come back and visit us again, too. So George Thorogood is coming back on August 14th this year.
Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
He's another artist that seemed like he really had a good time at Spyglass. So that's why he wants to come back, right?
Yeah, the last time was amazing.
Yeah,
and that's the entire show. Yeah, you know, the guy's in his 60s, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't stop. My wife kept going the entire show. She goes, oh, my God, he's going to have a stroke.
No, that would be me. He's doing all right. You know, we're both in our 60s and hammering it out. So George Thorogood coming back August 14th. When can we get our tickets?
We're going to put the tickets on sale next Monday.
Okay.
Okay, so keep an eye out on that. We'll get everything up on our Facebook page and our website. Tickets will go on sale next Monday at 9 a.m.
Yep. Wow. Okay, another addition to the Backyard Concert Series at Spyglass in Sunbury. And VIP treatment for our listeners. Get your tickets now if you absolutely have to go. Get the tickets, get them, or listen to win. This VIP treatment thing this year is pretty huge. You get top-level parking next to Michelle's bus. You get to go in Three Beards for a party, a closed VIP party, food and drinks at Three Beards.
Yes.
And then after that two-hour party is done, you take that nice leisurely stroll down to the SBC Media VIP tent where you sit under the tent or like on the lawn stage side and watch the whole concert. This is a great summer.
It's a great opportunity for people to get these VIP spots. It's really a special place to be for a concert at Spyglass.
And the best part, they'll be able to walk over and hang out with you.
I don't know.
That's a selling point.
I'm just a 60-year-old guy who could have a stroke. I don't know. Your wife is right. Anyway, Tom, Michelle, thanks for coming in, and great things coming at Spyglass.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX. You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Well, Laura's got the day off again today, but we've always got good news. Did you hear about the teenager that is going around town in Rhode Island buying storage units that have been confiscated just so he could give the stuff back to the people who own what's inside?
I worked last summer and just used what I got from that. This isn't something like yard sales where they gave it to me and sold it to me. This is like where their stuff was taken because they couldn't pay it and actually had family heirlooms in there. They were all very happy. Tried to offer me money to repay and I didn't accept it just because it was something to do and it was nice.
That's like I've never even thought about that. I did have a buddy once who was able to buy a 1967 Chevy Malibu SS because it was, quote, left behind. But anyway, there's a teenager who's doing good for people who were basically robbed. That is good news. Hey, a 65-year-old woman in Philadelphia named Tywana Williams finally got her high school diploma and graduated as valedictorian of the class. How does that happen? Well, it happens when you study for a long time and do most of it online during a pandemic. Nonetheless, 65 years old, congratulations. Last year, a woman in Minneapolis gave birth to a baby boy who was 5 months premature, which was a new record. He weighed only 1 pound, and they gave him zero chance of survival. He celebrated his first birthday over the weekend. I know I was one of those babies, almost 5 months premature back in the 50s, and I'm talking to you now. How about that? Hey, PennDOT is looking for people to clean up the highways, but it's Adopt a Highway. You can do it. They'll supply everything. Gloves, bags, safety vests, all that stuff. All you've got to do is go to their website and sign up your civic group, your nonprofit group, and PennDOT will name that stretch of highway after you. And Mark Lawrence will talk about it coming up for 30 years. The borough of Milton, a group of volunteers and staff gather each summer day to make lunch. Thousands upon thousands of lunches that get distributed throughout central Pennsylvania throughout the summer. Some great places like the Milton Y, White Deer Elementary, Shikellamy High School, the Sunbury Pool, Memorial Acres, Priestley Library. The list goes on and on. Mark's got details coming up with the news. But that, my friends, is the good news. We try to bring it to you every day because you hear too much negativity. So between Tom and Laura, we bring you the good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Let's take it from the top. We'll have this start.
It's Spyglass Concert Hookup is happening again all summer long right here with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. This Friday night is Blackberry Smoke. That's Southern rock and roll right from the heart of Georgia. Blackberry Smoke, great band. We've got VIP hookup for every single concert again this year. That's tickets for two to Spyglass with VIP treatment. Parking up top, a two-hour party at Three Beards. Yeah, free food and beverage at that party. And when the party's over, a nice stroll down to the SBC Media VIP tent where you get to watch Blackberry Smoke or whatever concert you won tickets for from under the VIP tent with lawn seating right next to the stage. Wow. Blackberry Smoke is coming this Friday night to open up the Backyard Concert Series at Spyglass, and we've got the VIP tickets.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Caller number four right now. Good luck. Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans on the way next throughout the midday, including that way back lunch at noon. 80s, 90s only. I love it. Mark Stevens is with you this afternoon, and my girl Sam Tyler at night, as always. Laura will be back tomorrow from the Midwest. I'm sure she'll have plenty of stories. There was plenty of video of her walking someone else's dog on social media. I don't get it. But anyway, she'll be back tomorrow with Try It Tuesday that she doesn't even know about. Stay tuned. We'll explain tomorrow morning. More Spyglass VIP tickets tomorrow morning as well. Blackberry Smoke as we kick off the Backyard Concert Series. We always end with a thought for the day. I saw this over the weekend, and it really blew me away. So I wanted to share it with you guys. All right. Working, because we're all at work, right? I'm assuming. Working hard for something we don't care about is called stress. Working hard for something we love is called passion. Have a good day, everybody.